Fox Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump visiting Central Texas today to assess catastrophic flooding that's killed 121 people. The visit coming as people slowly go back to their homes or what's left of them and tell stories of survival.
Residents begin returning with those deadly waters now receded. One couple surviving by hanging onto a pillar just outside their door.
We just held on for a couple more hours.
Yeah. Finding their wedding rings in the debris.
ABC's Trevor Ault in Kerrville, Texas. A number of people unaccounted for, more than 160. Another barrage of Russian drones targeting Kharkiv region of Ukraine. 9 people injured and a maternity hospital in Ukraine's second largest city was hit. This strike, one of a string of strong attacks this week. 1,300 State Department employees, including career diplomats, being let go as of today. State Department calls it a reorganization effort. Stock futures pointing down today after the president announced another round of tariffs for Canada, 35%, kicking in on August 1st. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Make sure you've got the umbrella handy today. We've got rain in our forecast, not a washout by any means. Parts of the Madison area may get about an inch. Other areas will see less than that, but don't expect a ton of sunshine throughout the day today. And officers from all over the state are in Waukesha County today honoring Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder. He and his partner were shot in the city 2 weekends ago while responding to a shots fired call. A 22-year-old man is now charged with homicide in the crime. Flags are flying at half staff today for Corder across Wisconsin. They'll stay at half staff through the weekend. In another title for a former Wisconsin congressman, Sean Duffy is currently the federal Secretary of Transportation. Now, President Donald Trump has named him the administrator of NASA. The president had originally nominated billionaire tech exec Jared Isaacson, but changed his mind and withdrew his nomination. This is expected to be temporary. Duffy started his career as a cast member on MTV's The Real World. He was elected to Congress in Wisconsin's 7th District in 2010. Meanwhile, another win for the coalition of states pushing back against the Trump administration in court, and that includes Wisconsin. Attorney General Josh Call has announced a judge blocked the Trump administration from withholding federal funding for roads and highways from states that do not assist in federal immigration efforts. The Trump administration had sent out a directive to states saying if you want your transportation money, you have to fully cooperate with ICE and Department of Homeland Security authorities. The preliminary injunction was granted by a judge from the U.S. District Court for the District of Rhode Island. Call said transportation funding should be used to improve transportation in Wisconsin and in states across the country, not leveraged to try to steamroll states into furthering a separate policy goal of the Trump administration. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks introduce Miles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball. At the NBA Summer League in Las Vegas, the Bucks beat the Denver Nuggets last night, 90-89. The Bucks holding a press conference to officially introduce their new center. Miles Turner picked up in free agency from the Pacers. GM John Horst, head coach Doc Rivers, taking questions for the first time since revamping the roster, waiving Damian Lillard and Brooke Lopez moving to the Clippers. Bobby Portis, who's been re-signed, was asked what would he tell Turner about joining the Bucks organization.
Finally found a home in Milwaukee where it's comfortable, winning culture, winning team. We always in the playoffs, always have a chance to win a championship, playing with great players, have a chance to, you know, build a legacy. All those things kind of just hit home for me.
Baseball, Brewers tonight against the Nationals in Milwaukee. Quinn Priester against Washington left-hander Mitchell Parker. The Nationals in last place in the NL East, 16 games behind the Phillies. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, thunderstorms, some locally heavy rain. Our low 68 tomorrow. Scattered showers, thundershowers early, clearing in the afternoon with a high right around 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Win a pair of Brewers tickets from 92.7 WMDX and Down Prince Distilling. See the Brew Crew take on the Cubs with John and Gordy, July 29th at AmFam Field.
One lucky listener will win a pair of tickets and sit next to us.
Is that a good thing, really?
Not only that, the food and drinks are on us.
Get to WMDXradio.com to enter Cubs and Brewers with John and Gordy at AmFam Field.
Meet you at the ballpark.
Sponsored by 92.7 WMDX and Down Prince Distilling. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Beautiful Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by former U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, Jim Santel. We discuss the big takeaways from the United States Supreme Court's last term. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wiser.
Up until now, Trump has justified the terrorists by saying it's to balance trade or protect national security or some other stuff he absolutely doesn't understand. But now he's just using it to help Brazilian Trump stay out of prison? Yo, what the f*** is this? So Brazilian Trump gets arrested for trying to do Brazilian Gen 6 and now I have to pay more for coffee?
Ronnie Chang, today's show, or as a
Daily Show.
Yes. Sorry, one more.
If you have a disagreement with a South American government, you don't impose tariffs. You do things the American way and have the CIA overthrow them. And it's not just Brazilian coffee we're going to pay tariffs on. There's Brazilian orange juice, nuts, jiu-jitsu moves, and don't forget Brazilian butt lifts. That's right, with 50% tariffs, there's going to be a lot of people in America walking around with just one giant ass cheek.
Not the BBLs,
yeah, no. Yes, the BBL.
No.
John Fugelsang coming up this hour, Fridays with Frangela. Yep. This tariff man is back.
Tariffs quieted down for a little bit, and now all of a sudden they're back in full force.
Yes, right. He probably heard taco a few more times. Yeah. Trump chickens out, and now here we go again. He dreamt up his tariff assault on Canada yesterday, saying the U.S. would impose a 35% tariff on imports next month. Plan to impose blanket tariffs of 15 or 20% on most other trading partners. In a letter released on social... This is not how you do deals.
No.
On social media...
It's not how you do diplomacy.
He told Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney the new rate would go into effect August 1st and would go up if Canada retaliated. In a post back on X, Carney said his government will continue to defend Canadian workers and businesses in their negotiations with the U.S. as they work toward that deadline. The 35% tariff is an increase from the current 25%. There's no rhyme or they asked him why, and he's like, it's based on my, I don't know what
Spidey
he said.
Sense.
Yeah, it's based on his Spidey sense. But, you know what's back? Fentanyl. He said, if Canada works with me to stop the flow of fentanyl, we will perhaps consider an adjustment
to
this
letter. There's no fentanyl that comes from Canada!
There is a minuscule amount. But this is like spin the wheel of tariff reasons? Didn't he start with that? And then it became six other things, and now we're back to
sick
because
of
fentanyl. Trump broadened his trade war in recent days, setting new tariffs on a number of countries, including allies Japan and South Korea, along with a 50% tariff on copper. His latest salvo rattled investors anew, with U.S. and European stock futures dipping. Here we go again. And his friends are, it's a pump and dump again, probably, right? And then he's just said, we're just going to say all the remaining countries are going to pay, I don't know, whether it's 20 or 15%. So now he's just sending letters, Mr. Art of the Deal.
Not even letters. He's sending tweets.
Right. Because art of the deal. Okay.
The art of the deal!
So exhausting. It's so exhausting. You know what we need? We need some love, don't we? I think we do. Yes, we do. It's been a long week.
Are we capable of receiving love?
I don't know. Bella maybe
Where
still
did that
is.
Come from?
Maybe. Donald Trump
do you
is
need
hardened
a talk?
Us. Chris and I are covered with colorful candy hard shells now.
Totally. Years. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's going to take a hammer to break through that shell.
Eileen said, for the last ongoing couple of years, I'm so grateful for the work the three of you do. Brilliant, honest, aligned with love and truth. Thank you 1,000 times. Thank you. Only 1,000, not 11 billion. Fine.
We'll take it, Eileen. Worth 11 billion. Just only 1,000.
Wow, someone has having self-esteem issues this morning. Antifa from Chicago says, hi, beautiful Stephanie. That ensures you'll get red. Mm-hmm. Just want to say two things. First, every time you say knockbox, and then Chris repeats it in that cartoon voice, I snort Covfefe through my nose.
Aww.
Okay. There's some words you can't help it. That and the bark, bark.
Right. Well, the people
you can't hear bark, bark and not say right. It, right, Bella?
Bark, bark,
bark, bark.
The people on Free Speech TV have no idea what we're talking about because we dump out our commercials.
Oh.
Right.
Well, we love our knockbox.
Knockbox.
Okay. I use it at the bark, bark. There's so few things that are making us cling to our last shred of sanity. That's one of them. Auntie says, second, so windmills cause whale deaths, but offshore oil drilling is perfectly safe for marine life. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah, naturally.
Yes, that's the timeline we live in. Bill in Tampa, Mama, I'm lying awake, tossing and turning, just thinking about how your eternal beauty.
Oh, my God.
My gosh.
And, of course, about your sultry voice. Imagine Chris thinks you're... I'm just trying to butter you up so you'll read my letter.
Well...
And yet even a broken clock is right twice a day, so there is hope for him. Do not be jealous, Bella, for when Mama moves on to that morning radio retirement in home in West Hollywood... Is that where it is?
That's where it is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. At least I'll have good hair and makeup. All of these accolades shall be yours. But until then, I will diligently search for Stephanie Miller and Dana Goldberg love videos on OnlyFans. What?
Wow.
I don't have any videos. Do I?
That took a turn.
Maybe some old girlfriends sold some videos to OnlyFans.
No, no one's doing videos of anything. Those wouldn't even be talkies at this point. Okay. Let's tell me about who's this one. Oh, from Robert, subject line, Stephanie is wonderful and beautiful, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. Okay, I think people are just, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Good day, Stephanie, Chris, and Bella with a Z. Bella, you are a delightful talent, a wonderful addition to the show. And P.S., Chris and Jody dancing in sync the other day was a joy I didn't know that I needed.
Aw.
It's true. Oh, you were dancing to MacArthur Park.
Yes.
We were.
We were just trying to make it festive. We're making fascism festive since 1904. The Stephanie Miller Show. All right. Anita in San Antonio. Hello, Anita. Anita. Hello. Anita.
Did you do it right?
I did do
it. I'm here.
Oh,
okay. She had you on mute.
See? You blame me. Okay, go ahead, Anita.
I had you on mute. I just have to say that if Ken Paxton gets the Republican nomination, and it looks like he will, they are going to lose. Big time.
Say it with me.
Everybody.
Senator Jasmine Crockett.
Uh-huh.
I know. I mean, well, what's his name is running again, and there's a guy named Bobby Cole. He seems pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But Jasmine Crockett, of course.
Yeah.
But is she running? I don't even know if she's running.
I don't know. No, I don't know, so, but it's just, you know, Fox News was thrown off its axis by the fact that she was beating Cornyn in a poll.
Of course, because Ken Paxton sucks. Everybody knows he sucks. The reason why he didn't get convicted in the Senate when he was impeached was because he was threatening all these other Republicans that wanted to convict him.
He's awful. Also, he has that like squiggy like Colonel Clink eye. I don't know what's. I'm just saying. I'm just you know what. You know what I'm saying. Anita, imagine laying underneath that and seeing that. And Schultz, open the main gate. That squiggy eye looking at you.
I don't want to imagine that. No. I don't want to imagine that.
Okay, I'm just asking.
But, I mean, I know somebody who knows, like, top Republican donors here in Texas, and he said they're just going to abandon the Republican Party if they nominate Ken Paxton.
Yay!
I hate it.
Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. Yay, a big bag of Texas rats. That's fantastic.
Yes. You know what would make Stephen Miller seem a lot more like a villain?
What?
A monocle.
Yes!
Fight, 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 big bag of rats.
Of rats. Okay. Maybe you can borrow one from Ken Paxton.
Yeah. Or Schultz.
Yeah.
Sergeant Schultz.
Yes. Okay. By the way, did you see this one? Jenny tweets, Charlie Kirk blamed Texas flood deaths on DEI and Austin's first black fire chief.
Of course he did.
Are you kidding me? They had to find, is there a black person somewhere we can blame? I mean, seriously. Trump, Kristi Noem, on down to the white governor, on and on. Mm-hmm. They had to find, by the way, see, he's not, okay, I don't even want to.
Oh, you're sputtering now.
I'm stuttering. Yeah. he said more kids would have lived if they just hired the most qualified. While families mourn, he is race baiting on live TV. This isn't a critique of hiring, it's a dog whistle in a body bag.
They're talking about Austin's fire chief?
Yes.
Austin isn't.
That's what I was sputtering about. Okay.
Austin isn't Kerrville.
And by the way, and Kristi Noem is the one that cut the funds, as we just discussed last hour, for the early warning system. You can blame a lot of people, right. But what the?
Austin had nothing to do with the floods.
I swear to God, they look. It's like a melanin detector. Where's the nearest person of color that we can blame? And it's so ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Care Bear said, how many little girls died because Kristi Noem delayed search and rescue team 72 hours? How many little girl dies because Kerr officials wouldn't use Biden or Obama administration funds to update the flood warning system? Blaming black people is disgusting even for him. And another one, Mike. Kristi Noem was busy posting cowgirl portraits of herself on Instagram instead of getting FEMA to help the Texas flood victims. I mean, Can I just say, I went to a summer camp. I was a little white girl, little white Christian girl at summer camp. And it's just, if they don't care about that, you know what I mean, with the whole thoughts and prayers, a Christian summer camp, you know,
I went to Boy Scout camp.
Yeah. Oh. I went to Camp Moss Lake and Camp Tegawitha.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. I did not enjoy it. I wrote letters home that were tear-stained. I'm like, I'm having a great time.
I went to Camp Lots of Nerds.
Oh, that's not a real name.
No, it's not a real name, but it's a Boy Scout camp. I mean, come on.
Well, it was a lot of nerds, though. I'm
yes.
Yeah.
It was camp.
I told
it
you
was
the story.
Camp Chickahominy.
I hated it. Yes. I told you the story at Camp Moss Lake. My best friend was Jerry, but then because she was 11, but then she found out I was only 7, and she pushed me out of a rowboat in the middle of the lake.
I'm sorry for that.
No. Pardon, Bella. It's very traumatic.
No, it's kind of funny.
That is a little funny.
Yeah.
Oh, then my best friend Beth and I got in a fight, and we were in different cliques for the whole summer, and that was a weird camp. I don't have good camp memories.
I went to volleyball camps over the summer, but they were on college campuses.
Were they basketball sleepaway camps?
For a couple days at a time.
I went to basketball camp because I was a junior dyke.
Yes.
Yeah.
WNBA dreams.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hoop dreams.
How close did you get to those hoop dreams?
Not very close. Didn't work out like everything, like every other dream in my life.
I made baskets and
did you?
Wallets. I got the Miles Swim merit badge.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. That's a very impressive.
No, it's not. I even shot a shotgun.
Oh, I can't.
Yes.
How old were you?
They
let 13? Little boys? Little kids on a
shooting range, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I could have ended badly.
Yeah.
It was Virginia.
Okay.
I mean.
Yeah.
I hated it. I remember talking to my mom when I was older, and she's like, oh, dear, you loved it. I'm like, no, you dad just wanted to get rid of me for the summer. I did not love it. Oh, you loved it. You begged us to go to camp. I'm like, oh, no, Mom, you are rewriting history. I did not want to go to camp.
Yeah. Well, with the shotgun, I almost completely missed the target.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there were like one little hole up in the corner.
Permanently altered the history of the Stephanie Miller Show. We broke the Savoy.
Well.
Wow. Okay.
I've shot a shotgun before. So there.
That's so wild.
All right. Oh, by the way, if anyone wants to induce vomiting, did you see the White House tweeted a picture of Trump as Superman?
Yeah.
Oh.
Truth, justice, the American way. With, of course, you know, a body just exactly like Donald Trump's.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can't wait to go watch Superman this weekend.
Me too.
Just to spite them.
Are you really going to go see it, Stephanie?
Yes.
Are you?
It looks great.
It looks really good.
It's getting great reviews.
Yeah.
Maddie said, Superman never became woke. Star Wars never became woke. Disney never became woke. You just grew up and didn't learn the lessons that they were supposed to teach about you being a good person. Thank you. So saying it's like they identify with the Darth Vaders and the Lex Luthers now, right? Because Superman, Batman, whoever, they're too woke. What has happened? Oh, here's a hopeful one. I saved this. Susan said, there's a shift in the air, like the fog is thinning and more people are starting to connect the dots. The chaos, the cruelty, the constant distractions. It's wearing thin. People who once stayed silent are speaking up. People who once shrugged are paying attention. Maybe it's the weight of everything finally breaking through the noise. Climate disasters, rising costs, eroded rights, extremist policies. A shift is happening. Let's hope it becomes a roar.
All right.
Yes, as Katy Perry would say, let them hear you roar. Roar. Roar.
Roar. Okay. Roar. Roar.
Not you, oh. Specifically.
Okay.
Just us as a people.
Okay.
Okay, she's finding it. Yeah, yeah, say what you want to say.
Stephanie Miller.
I got the eye of the tiger.
Roar. This is me, dancing through the fire. Let him hear you roar! All right.
That was probably her last good song.
Oh, stop.
What?
Stop the Katy Perry bashing. I mean,
I feel like Chain to the Rhythm isn't bad. It was just also Swish Swish.
Ooh,
famously.
No.
I think Bella, it had potential.
Bella reminds us it's a national holiday because...
Yes, Justin Bieber dropped a new album.
I can't believe we had to come to work.
I know, right?
What's wrong with me?
It's called Swag.
What?
It is called Swag.
Hmm.
Yeah, I heard that this morning.
All right. You're lucky Katy Perry even performs for you. You just hush over there. Simon tweets, so we can't find a list of white men who rape children, but we're all over tracking the whereabouts of immigrants and the menstrual cycles of women. Got it. Thank you. That's someone's roaring. I heard him roar on threads.
Roar like Helen Reddy.
Right.
I am woman. Hear me roar.
Okay, that's a really old roar. Update your roar.
Do you know who Helen Reddy is?
I am woman? Oh, my God.
We'll come back with I am woman.
The feminist anthem, I am woman?
We'll come back with I am woman.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. She's a much later generation roar.
No.
She's Katy Perry roar.
Okay, not Helen Reddy roar.
Yesterday, we decided your cassette tape old, and I am 8-track old.
No, so apparently, Mommy Dearest Gay is a thing now. I've seen that bantied about online.
All right.
I'm a Mommy Dearest Gay.
Yes, you are.
Yes,
forget show tunes, forget musical theater. Forget,
right.
Yeah.
Some people, like younger people, are Mean Girls gays.
Oh, that's true.
Yes, that's a thing.
Have you ever heard Chris do Baringwall?
No.
All right, Chris.
Oh, God.
Tear down that bitch of a bearing wall and put a window where it ought to be.
Chris LaVoy, the foremost Joan Crawford impersonator in America. He is available for your child's birthday party.
Faye Dunaway doing Joan Crawford. Because I don't think
he's wildly popular with the kids. He comes in with a bunch of wire hangers. And
I don't even think Joan Crawford sounded that over the top as Faye Dunaway made her.
All right, 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Wow, wow, wow. You're tossing. You're turning. Am I right? It's like I'm in your bedroom. It's like I see you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Big Brother. I know it. You're feeling edgy. That's because you didn't know yet about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions turning to CBD for relief because it works. 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. It's not just sleep. CBD's distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. Bonnie and Clyde love it. It calms them right down for their pedicure every grooming day. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns that you haven't found relief, make the change like millions have to CBD from CB Distillery. The source we trust, and get 25% off your entire purchase if you go to cbdistillery.com and type in Stephanie. cbdistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
It's actually quite funny once you get past all the tragic elements and overriding sense of doom.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, with summer in full swing, I feel that familiar urge to refresh my closet, but I'm trying not to waste money on pieces I'll only wear once or for just one season. That's where Quince comes in. Their clothes are timeless, feel luxurious, look elevated. The quality is way beyond what you'd expect for the price. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that just clicks. Think 100% European linen tops starting at $30, washable silk dresses and skirts, soft cotton sweaters, versatile warm weather pieces you'll reach for again and again. The best part, everything with Quince is half the cost of similar brands. I picked picked up some towels and earrings I love. By working directly with top artisans, cutting out the middleman, Quince gives you the luxury without the markup. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I use Quince for all my shopping needs. Now you should too. Give your summer closet an upgrade with Quince. Go to quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping, 365-day returns. Quince.com/Stephanie. Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. I love it. It goes on, smells citrusy. It feels amazing. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go now to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. It's my favorite skincare product. It'll be yours too. That's Vibrance.com/Stephanie. One more time, Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Stephanie Miller.
I am strong. I am invincible.
Invincible.
I am woman.
That was feminism
go,
in
Bella.
The '70s.
It's, you know, Bella, 22-year-old Bella is a delightful addition to the show, and then we realize that no one younger than 11 billion has any idea what we're talking about for the last 20 years. Bella's like, what?
Yeah.
A lot of it does go over my head, but I'm learning slowly.
Okay. Yes. But you have to learn. You're learning about olds, and we're learning about the youngs.
It's a mutually beneficial thing.
It is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm like the tariff. Anyway.
Cheryl says, you know who are the good Christians? The Mexicans who turned the other cheeks and came to the aid of those flood victims who held the very signs that said mass deportation. Thank you. Particularly in Texas, right?
Yep.
Kevin in D.C. Hi, Kev.
Yes.
Hello, Kevin. Kevin.
Kevin.
Kevin.
Kevin!
Oh, he always makes me go Catherine O'Hara on his ass. Oh, there he is. Okay, Kevin, go.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in a bad cell.
Oh, it's Kevin's crappy phone again. Okay, Covey says divorcing on biblical grounds is Christian speak for slept with other people. LOL, the party of family values strikes again. Yes, it's another...
Wheel
yes.
Right-wing hypocrites!
In Texas, starring Ken Paxton. Okay, speaking of Christians, who's better? Who speaks Jesus better than our my personal comedy, Jesus? John Fugelsang, next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Another delay for the Madison Public Market. It's been in the works for years now. The goal is to have separate vendors all throughout the market who can build their client base and build their own businesses. Construction is underway on First Street, where the market will be. At one point, it was supposed to open this month. And at the last update, organizers plan to open November 1st. Now, organizers say finalizing leases and construction delays have set them back further. They're planning for a grand opening in early 2026. And it's a busy weekend in Madison. There's Art Fair on the Square downtown tomorrow and Sunday. More than 500 artists will participate, showing and selling their work. You can find anything from paintings to clothes to musical instruments. Sponsored by the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art, this is the 67th year of the event. It's free, and about 200,000 people attend every year. But Art Fair is kicking the farmers market off the Capitol Square for the weekend. Instead, the Dane County Farmers Market will be at Bree Stevens Field on Saturday. The hours are a little different, too. It's from 7 a.m. to noon, so it ends an hour and 45 minutes earlier than it usually does on the square. You'll want to park in a garage nearby because all the streets surrounding Bree Stevens will have parking reserved for the vendors. And there are lots of other events around the city this weekend. That means lots of road closures, too. Fête de Marquette began yesterday, so there are some road closures around McPike Park. There are multiple stages with live performances, DJs, even karaoke. Fête de Marquette runs through Sunday. Plus, there's the Gospel 5K and 10K tomorrow. Dane Street along Penn Park will be closed from 6 a.m. to 2 in the afternoon. Meanwhile, if you want to check out one of our local beaches this weekend, the only ones that are closed because of bacteria are Esther Beach and Willows Beach. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, thunderstorms, some locally heavy rain, our low 68. Tomorrow, scattered showers, thundershowers early, clearing in the afternoon with a high right around 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
You know, the thing is, once you tell everybody that it's Trump's tariffs, everybody gets angry and mad, and they're against it. Well, it's because it's a dumb idea.
Yes.
My God, it has nothing to do with the Trump name.
The
we
name.
Don't care. It's a stupid idea. We're paying the higher prices.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8, on 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
Friday's show is a replay, but I'll be back live Monday with the group On Stage for Cancer performing in studio, and Madison film critic Rob Thomas talks movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Council.
The
only thing Donald Trump hates more than immigrants is the Constitution and the Bible that protects them. And it's worth pointing out he's our only president to have hired undocumented immigrants in two different centuries to avoid paying a living wage to an American worker. If they wanted the border crossings to stop, they would go after the employers. There's a gigantic help wanted sign at our border, and the Republican Party will never take that help wanted
border crossings
sign down.
Stuff.
That guy is good.
He's really good.
That was on CNN last night. Oh, look, he's right here. Oh, he's so pretty.
You will say that guy is John Fugelsang.
Can I just say, tell Jillian Michaels she's a disgrace to lesbians everywhere. You had to sit right next to her. Oh,
She told me I was a disgrace to lesbians everywhere, so it's not my place, you know?
Did she think you were Katie Lang?
She thought I was Katie Lang for the first 20 minutes.
She actually did a face plant with something you said. Like, they are such, Jennings, such a douchebag to people. Like, everybody was saying you did so great, but it's just, there's so much trying to talk over you. Every time you make a great point, you know, that's what happens on these panels, right?
That's why I come to this show, because no one ever talks over anybody here.
Right, that's correct.
This is the safe space, the sanctuary city you've made
what
for
is your
all
point?
Our roads. My point is, you know, Bella could turn it down a bit. That's my point. Bella could turn it down a notch. That's my point.
We were saying, I've obviously done these shows for years, and I just, my opinion is a lot of these right-wing people are frauds. I think you mentioned that Scott Jennings is a nice guy, if you're in the green room or whatever.
And by the way, I apologize if that hurts Scott Jennings with his fans, but he's very warm and kind and polite, both on camera and in the green room, and I know that would enrage a lot of his Christian fans.
It's been my experience. You know, Tommy Lauren, I did remember the local show with her.
The issue is with Alex Michelson.
Couldn't be nicer. He's a big fan of mine. Like Ben Ferguson, were saying, was next to us at some,
Ben Ferguson was next to us at the RNC in St. Paul, and he would not stop fanboying over you.
Opinion is it's for them, it's an act. It's just all, you know. This
they
is why I
nothing.
Work in a centipede-filled basement, because I actually believe what I'm saying. I'm not,
They believe in nothing, okay? They believe in power. That's all they believe in, their own earthly power. So if being polite to you in a green room leads to that. But I think I said this on the air last night. I'm not sure. If they believed that abortion was evil, then they'd fight for birth control, and they fight for sex ed in school. If they believed we had to stop border crossers, they'd lock up the white people doing all the hiring and putting up the help wanted sign at our border. They only pick these issues because they think who even knows if they hate trans kids? They just have to hate trans kids to arouse a prejudice to get more earthly power for themselves. They believe in nothing but themselves.
I've said this many times, John. I've had the same experience with Ann Coulter, with Andy Laura Ingram over the space of my career. And I just, say, you are absolutely the same sanctimonious douchebag off air as you are on air.
Oh, I'm insufferable. And I'm a preachy, mouthy prima donna on camera and off to everybody. I'm horrible. Yes, insufferable. I agree. But I own it.
It's just that you do. I love how you make them lose their mind when you quote the actual Bible, things Jesus actually said, like, welcome the stranger, right?
That's it. I mean, this is all you have to say, okay? First off, it's great that ICE is hiring, because finally there's a job for amoral thugs who are also absolute cowards. Well done. But, I mean, the Bible is unambiguous about this. The God of the Hebrew Scriptures commands us to welcome the stranger, and he doesn't ask nicely, and he forbids us from ever mistreating the alien who lives among us. This is Old Testament. This God commands us to treat the alien living among us as one of our own. Then Jesus comes along and says in Matthew 25, individuals and nations will be judged by how well they welcome the stranger. And I think I said to these folks in a commercial break last night, why should I listen to you and Donald Trump instead of God and Jesus?
Yeah.
You don't have to believe the Bible to use these arguments against these people, because they don't believe it either.
Yeah. I think, as in every revolution, we will mark the beginning of it as when they came for our weed in California.
Yeah.
And then they came for the weed. Confrontation.
They're cowards. They found one agricultural sector they feel safe in attacking. They're not going to attack the white people who hire undocumented folks to pick your food you, because that would affect food prices. But this they'll try to do.
These, I don't know if you're watching these scenes, John, on TV, they're just unbelievable. Vehicles from ICE blocked the road. There was military-style vehicles, helicopters flying overhead. They threw canisters, I think it's smoke, at the people that were protesting. There were people against a wall that were zip-tied. You don't know if they were protesters, or farm workers, but it doesn't matter in Trump's America.
It's going to age so well. It's going to look so good in all the history books, won't it? I mean, and let's not even bring up the fact that undocumented immigrants pay $5 billion with a B dollars a year in state tax, local tax, and sales tax. And listen, we're all part of this hypocrisy, okay? If you got rid of all of them, a salad would cost $75. That doesn't upset MAGA because they don't eat too many salads. But the fact is, we want low prices in food. We have this exploited labor force. They don't want to pay a living wage to these undocumented workers, but they still want them over here. If they really believed it was wrong, they'd arrest men like Trump who hire them. Sorry, Steph.
No, that's okay. Exactly to your point. We keep saying they pay taxes and they don't get any benefits. That's one of the biggest lies. They're not taking your Medicaid. They're not eligible. They pay into the system and do work no one else wants to do. Gail posted, I wonder if Trumpers realized that while immigrants were working, they weren't costing them anything. Now they're paying all of their housing, health care, food, etc., to house them in concentration camps. So not only are they not working, not supporting our economy, paying taxes, right? It's costing us money.
Yes, and you know what else? When you kick 12 million people off of Medicaid, when they get sick, they're going to go to the emergency room, and the local taxpayers will have to foot the bill. It's almost like they don't think their economic plans through, Steffi. Almost like they haven't connected the dots yet.
Yeah, we keep saying it out here. And one last one I saved for you, Ali. He said, what the literal are we going to do when there's no one to pick the food in the fields? The point of these raids is to keep people hiding and scared for their lives. I'm willing to bet everything in Camarillo goes to now. This is not how we keep food prices affordable. The people working in our fields are the hardest working among us for literally the lowest wages. This is a disgrace. Shout out to the protesters who showed up for the field workers today. I mean,
and let's not forget they're Christians. They're Christian refugees. We don't call them illegals. They are Christian refugees. Every country has to have border control. You have to have some say over who comes in your country or not. No one's saying open borders. That was Ronald Reagan. He was amnesty too. But criminalizing migrants, that's where it gets evil. Calling them illegals. I said to Jillian Michaels last night, I got a $100 bill in my pocket. I'm going to give to anyone who shows me a Fox News anchor ever calling a white lawbreaker an illegal. It's all about the racism. If they wanted the border crossings to stop, they'd lock up the people who do the hiring. Can you imagine if people back in Germany in the 1930s had a little video camera in their pocket to film their neighbors being pulled out of the house all day? It's legal to film law enforcement doing their job in all 50 states.
Yeah,
so if you see these ICE cowards in their masks, whip out your phone and let the world know what's being done in our name.
That's how we're seeing all these scenes out here in California, John. I keep saying, follow the money. The headline is private prisons to reap billions in new ICE contracts. The industry, clearly one of the big winners from Trump's sweeping domestic policy law. No private prison is better positioned to take advantage of the influx of funding than the two biggest contractors, CEO Group and Core Civic. Individuals and PACs affiliated with those companies invested millions in the 2024 election, in Republican candidates and Trump's inauguration. Pam Bondi and Tom Bowman were both on GEO Group's payroll. Earlier this week, DHS signed deals to open over 60 new ICE facilities. I mean, John, follow the money.
Yep.
Well, I mean, can we just say, look at Texas? I mean, the system isn't broken. It's working as intended. We talk about Musk. We talk about Trump all week. But Greg Abbott is a dedicated climate change denier who has gutted emergency preparedness funding, refused to modernize infrastructure. He keeps this old fossil fuel grid. Texas is now America's testing ground for extreme weather. And Abbott's the crash test dummy who keeps saying, oh, everything's fine. Hurricane Harvey in 2017, Winter Storm Uri 2021. And now these floods. And here's the deal in Texas. Abbott and his allies profit from this disaster. Between the deregulated energy markets, the construction kickbacks, privatized disaster response, it's all money, Steph. So when they do nothing about climate change, they're doing their job.
Yeah.
That's how it works. This is what they do. And so Abbott and his cronies profit from this. They have to play dumb about climate change. So these weather disasters are going to get worse because there's money to be had.
This disaster is Republican-owned, John, from the top on down, from Trump to Kristi Noem to Abbott to the local. I mean,
AR-15 shooting. You know, I'm so tired of hearing about Trump's assassination attempt by the Republican kid with the Republican gun that Democrats and Ronald Reagan and Gerald Ford tried to keep out of that kid's hand.
Well, and also, your thoughts on them saying thoughts and prayers is all we can do? Isn't that what Mike Johnson said? Well,
no,
really,
yeah,
we feel helpless. All we can do about a camp, a Christian camp full of little white Christian girls, all we can do is pray. Really?
Yeah, all we can do is pray, and here we listen. Again, the people who say thoughts and prayers are people who don't think and don't pray, okay? The Bible is not about thoughts and prayers. The Bible is about direct action. Not about thoughts and prayers. Jesus is very specific about this, and so is his brother James. Your good intentions don't really count for much. What are you doing to help? We don't need prayers, Mike Johnson. Texas needed sirens and infrastructure and meteorologists and functioning institutions and politicians who care about life beyond fetuses.
Yep.
That's what Texas needs.
Yeah. Speaking of Texas, John, could you take your organ out for me?
Slap it on the desk, Chris.
Now, Ken Paxton's wife is divorcing him on, biblical grounds. Now,
yes.
John,
he's single,
what does that
mean? He's single.
What does that mean, John? What are biblical grounds?
I want to believe it's blasphemy, but again, Ken Paxton's wife was fine with him abusing innocent people, poor people, brown people. She's fine with his racism, fine with his lies. It's when he was mean to her that she hit her wall.
Yeah.
So God
yeah.
bless her. Hope she has a great life. But just remember the things that were not her deal breaker.
Yeah.
Looking at you, Melania.
Yeah, when he
will
was...
you write your book someday?
When he was, you know, in all of Texas, it was fine. But just the one other woman was a problem. Okay. Just one last one, putting all this together. Peter says, as others have pointed out, ICE is targeting farm and construction workers, not to deport anyone, but to fill the labor camp gulags with skilled, healthy workers to rent out without pay. That is for slaves. ICE is a slave patrol. I mean, that's what it is feeling like they're going toward, right? They're already saying, like, oh, we're going to force people on Medicaid to work in the fields. I mean, Alison Gill said it yesterday. How close are we to, you know, the sign that says work will make you free, you know? I mean, it's...
Yeah. Everyone should watch The 13th, that Ava DuVernay's movie about how the 13th Amendment was actually made into a way for legal prison slavery to still exist, which we still have. And, you know, they're still trying to end this birthright citizenship. I mean, if the founders had wanted citizenship by birth, Steffi, they would have written it down. Oh, wait. Bad point. But, I mean, they're trying to cancel the 14th Amendment like it owes them hush money. The only thing Trump hates more than immigrants is the part of the Constitution that protects immigrants.
Yeah, there you go. John, that's why he's John Fugelsang, bitches.
And you're not.
That's right. And the book, wait, oh, hang on.
The book,
oh, please.
Oh, the audio book's on sale now, too, folks. If you're not sick of my voice enough, the audio book is now on sale.
Oh, yeah.
Can you wait? Take your organ back out. Separation of Church and Hate, A Sane Person's Guide to Taking Back the Bible from Fundamentalist Fascists and Flock Fleecing Frauds. It's for
believer. We're getting the blurbs in. Getting good blurbs.
It's for any believer, atheist, or agnostic who will ever have to deal with Christian nationalists, and it's on sale now.
Yep.
That guy. Okay.
This guy right here.
We have the craziest list of celebrity blurbs for this book. It's going to cause seizures. But and may a little tour as well. We'll be announcing very soon.
Sweet.
A tour for the book.
Some
of our favorite cities.
Can I say, speaking of your writing, I'm sure we linked to it, but your piece, I was so brilliant on Substack. It just Texas the flood and the very high cost of small government. You know what's more offensive than politicizing a tragedy? Refusing to prevent the next one. Just great, great stuff.
Yep,
we love you, John.
Thank you, guys. Have a great one.
All right, you too, John. Thank you.
Bye. 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Native Path.
Oh.
Collagen in my coffee every morning. You know what else? Now I switch to water and I put my Native Hydrate in there.
Well, how about them apples?
Electrolytes, amino acids, all that great stuff.
Nice.
Okay. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean single ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. Third party tested for purity, packed with those type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs most. It's good for everything. Healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, gut. I used to take something different for all that.
Why?
Right? Like, yeah. Like probiotics for gut and those really expensive hair vitamins.
No.
And no, you don't need it. Just two scoops. Right. Delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it in your coffee, your tea, what have you. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping if you go to getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
More than our share of the nattering nabobs of negativism.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction, there's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Now more than ever, progressive nonprofits need support. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone, your current number. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a big, big difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that's CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25 for 25% off your service. Well, this is all too familiar to me, right? You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, maybe a runny nose or a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope your doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. I start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code is Stephanie at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This portion of the show brought to you by my cozy earth. It's hot here now in LA, right?
Oh, yeah, real hot.
And it's not just smoke from the ice canisters. It's a bit hot.
Yes.
Cozier sheets, I'm telling you, and the jammies that my favorite. Summer sleep used to be the worst, right? Tossing, turning, sweating, even blasting the AC doesn't help sometimes. Cozy Earth bamboo sheets made from viscose from bamboo. They naturally wick away heat and moisture, so you stay several degrees cooler at night. I'm telling you, 10-year warranty. Check it out. What do you got to lose except that, getting all sweaty in the who? Cozy Earth.
You don't want that.
No. It isn't just for better sleep. They're all day key. A t-shirt keeps you cool and comfortable. Studio pants, ridiculously soft. The everywhere pant, total game changer for staying cool, moving comfortably on the go. I'm telling you, my whole family's hooked. Cozy days are here. July 11th to the 13th only. Go to CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie. Save up to 45% on their best-selling temperature regulating sheets, apparel, and more. July 11th to 13th only. That is 45% off if you type in Stephanie at CozyEarth.com. John Fugelsang remains a delight, ladies and gentlemen. He said, we finally found out what Linda Yaccarino's red line one was. It was apparently robot Nazis. Robot Nazis was her line in the sand.
I was just reading an article saying that Tesla now wants to put Grok in all of its Tesla cars.
Oh good.
Mm-hmm. Racist car.
So it'll take you directly to Hitler Burger.
Yes, it will.
I imagine. It's no matter where you, what you put in the GPS, Grok will take you.
Yeah. I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I go now to the Hitler Burger, the Hitler Burger, the Hitler Burger. I go now to the Hitler Burger to get myself my lunch.
John also said Trump's legacy is making the deficit obese and the social safety net anorexic.
Oh, okay.
He's just good. All right, so we linked his Substack. If you want to know the real facts about Texas, he broke it down so well. He just said, staffing shortages, budget cuts, millionaire at birth narcissists gutting the federal government until it bleeds. Meteorologists begged for this not to happen. They saw it coming. Five former National Weather Service directors from both parties issued a desperate warning in May that staffing cuts had pushed America's forecasting system to the brink of collapse. Mm-hmm. Their exact words, our worst nightmare is that the weather forecast offices will be so understaffed there will be a needless loss of life. The San Antonio NWS office, which covers the hardest hit areas, was missing. Its senior hydrologist, meteorologist in charge, and staff forecaster, the San Antonio office was short a warning coordination meteorologist and a science officer. These are the exact people whose job it was to communicate with local emergency managers. AccuWeather's chief meteorologist said evacuations could have reduced the fatalities if officials had heeded warnings from both public and private sources. Now, after decades of building world-class forecasting system, we watched it fall because it was sabotaged, not by God, not by nature, by the party of deregulate everything, of privatized disaster relief, of faith-based emergency planning. The same reality TV performer who sharpied a hurricane path on a weather map just took a chainsaw to NOAA, the NWS, and the very people whose job it is to save lives when disaster strikes, by the people who think weather warnings are woke, by the people who spent last fall exploiting the horrors of Hurricane Helene in North Carolina to bludgeon a Democratic president. Just great, great stuff. The tragedy is just, I don't know what that final death toll is going to be, but we were saying how unbelievably ridiculous it is. Charlie Kirk had to try to find the black fire chief in Austin, which, as you said, they just count on us not knowing that Austin's not anywhere near where this was.
Right.
Like, it's so insane. Anyway, he just ends by saying, are we going to be a society that takes care of each other or not? That's what I think this is all about. Pete in Wisconsin. Hi, Pete.
Good morning, Gorilla Radio. All right, everybody. So I think earlier when you were having a conversation with Glenn Kirshner, he said something to the effect of, you know, we only need a couple of Republicans to, change sides to help us save democracy. You know, and I wholeheartedly agree, but they're going to have to show a way, way more moxie than they're showing right now. I mean, look at what they're now. Now they're starting to, say, hey, maybe Pete Hegseth is in way over his head. Maybe we should be...
Thanks, Tom Tillis, who voted for him. I mean, really?
Exactly.
You just now discovered he's unqualified. Oh, you knew he was unqualified. I mean, it's
like mewing kittens at their mother's teat are made of sterner stuff than modern-day Republicans.
That's funny. I love this one. Grace said, I cannot think of a single decision made since January 21 that our enemies would not have chosen for us. It's shocking the self-sabotage we're doing. Economy, alliances, morality, education, health, safety, science, military, on and on and on. What have I said? He is a traitor. There's only one thing that can fix it, and that would be Frangela.
That's right.
Next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Next time, Todd continues live from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls, highlighting some great public educators and talking with filmmaker B.J. Hollers about his new documentary on the amazing game Coup. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Your free ticket Friday keyword for the Stephanie Miller Show is SCORE. S-C-O-R-E. SCORE. Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. For more information, please visit WISVets.com. That's WISVets.com. Message sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump outside the White House minutes ago as he and the First Lady head to Central Texas to survey flood damage and talk to some of the first responders and survivors following the floods.
With President Trump set to arrive this morning, search crews are pouring over ravaged riverbanks. More than 160 people still missing a full week after flash floods devastated the Texas Hill Country. At least 121 people are confirmed dead, many of them from Camp Mystic, where 27 young girls and counselors were swept away and killed.
ABC's Trevor Ault in Kerrville, Texas. A new poll from Gallup finds Americans showing more support for immigration generally than they did in 2024, and that among American adults, support for hiring any more Border Patrol agents has declined significantly. Severe weather hitting Chicago, O'Hare Airport canceling 800 flights, delaying thousands more. Rough weather returning this weekend to the Midwest. This is ABC News.